Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Britain has authorized a COVID-19 vaccine for use. This greenlights the first shot backed up by rigorous scientific review. The first vaccinations are expected within days. It's a major step toward eventually ending the pandemic. Today's go-ahead for the vaccine from American drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech comes as the virus is surging again in the United States and Europe. Officials caution that several tough months still lie ahead given the scale of the operation needed to vaccinate enough of the population. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered to start a large-scale vaccination of doctors and teachers against the coronavirus late next week. The vaccine there is called the Sputnik V, but it has yet to finish advanced studies needed to ensure its effectiveness and safety. A leader of the Trump administration's efforts to produce and distribute a coronavirus vaccine says he expects the Food and Drug Administration to soon authorize the use of vaccines, perhaps by next Thursday or Friday. Wilkeen Brutus reports if that happens, Florida hospitals and pharmacies could start administering a COVID-19 vaccine to long-term care facilities and health professionals as early as the middle of this month.
Governor Ron DeSantis says once the COVID-19 vaccine is available, pharmacies have agreed to deploy the vaccine to skilled nursing facilities. Dr. Terry Adirum is a professor of pediatrics at Florida Atlantic University. She says there should be about 5 to 10 million doses produced per week across the country during the month of December.
So I think this is a really great development. So I think if everything goes to plan, we're going to get our highest priority individuals immunized starting the end of December.
Adirum says the CDC is deliberating right now on what the prioritization guidance will be for the states. She says preliminary data has not been reviewed by the FDA, but it looks promising.
Side effect from a vaccine is typically within the first 60 to 90 days, and it appears that there are not serious side effects to the vaccines that have gone through what's called phase 3 trials.
Adirum says for the vaccines that are up for authorization by the FDA, two doses are needed to be effective. Another dose should be taken 3 to 4 weeks after the first dose. I'm Wilkin Brutus in Palm Beach County.
An owner of a New York City bar that was providing indoor service in defiance of coronavirus restrictions has been arrested. The city sheriff's office said it came after a sting in which plainclothes officers went inside and ordered food and beverages. The European Union's Executive Commission is urging member countries to keep strong anti-COVID-19 restrictions in place to avoid a post-holiday surge of coronavirus cases and deaths. New confirmed cases are falling steadily across Europe, and until vaccines against the virus are rolled out, the EU Commission is recommending prudence. Florida's governor has vowed not to mandate face coverings or any other coronavirus protections, even though there have been more than 1 million confirmed infections in the state. But the Tampa Bay Times is reporting that a local epidemiologist has calculated if it hadn't been for face coverings, there would have been 1.4 million more positive cases in the Tampa Bay area alone. USF's Dr. Edwin Michael says that a face mask is the best option that we have to slow the infection rate. State regulators have approved a Florida Power and Light pilot program aimed at adding electric vehicle charging stations. Gina Jordan has more.
The approval by the Florida Public Service Commission comes with increasing numbers of electric vehicles on the roads. Florida lawmakers this year passed a measure calling for several agencies to develop a plan for charging station infrastructure along state highways. The 5-year pilot program includes FPL owning what are known as fast charging stations. They would allow motorists to more quickly charge vehicles than they could at home. FPL plans to charge 30 cents per kilowatt hour for motorists who charge vehicles at utility-owned sites. I'm Gina Jordan.
The head of the United Nations is calling on countries to end what he calls a war on nature and instead embrace a future without carbon pollution triggering global warming. With two dire new UN reports in hand today, Secretary General Antonio Guterres is stepping up a push to curb climate change. One report details the record-smashing hurricanes, wildfires, and heat waves that came in 2020. It's a year that will go down as one of the hottest on record. Another report shows countries are still increasing production of fossil fuels that cause climate change. World leaders will have a climate summit on December 12th. Here's the weather tonight, mostly clear and cold, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, afternoon highs in the high 70s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.